Hello, this is Nigeria Daily. My name is Lilian Ogazi. The cost of transportation is becoming alarming. In fact, it is safe to say it's now almost triple. Movement within a city and even traveling in general is also really high. If an alternative did exist to reduce the cost, would Nigerians jump on it? Okay, we took a trip to Katsina, where we had a chat with a man who has resolved to use his donkey as a means of transportation, not just for himself, but also for business. Let's listen to him.
Due to the economic hardship and cost of fuel, I observed that I must find a simple way for my life and day-to-day activities. To hire a tipper to load this sand will cost more than 60,000 naira. But I can use my two donkeys now, and this will be a better option for people. And currently, many of them have been calling me to come and load it for them. Every day, I start this offload work by 7 a.m. in the morning, and most times it goes on till evening. This is because we are very far from where I load it. Sometimes it's about 5 to 6 kilometers. There are too many people that are calling for me. Too many demand from people to get them. Sometimes people will require as much as 20 bags, some 30 bags, even up until 50 bags. But the work is stressful. And before I finish, another person is waiting for me. Yes, sometimes people ask us to deliver some goods, not just sand alone. And some ask to deliver building materials to reduce costs in transportation by car or bike. As these donkeys don't consume fuel and they only eat food. Food is cheaper than fuel. And people can no longer be spending so much on things that have alternatives. And our only prayer now is that may God provide a better way for us. Well, this depends on the distance between the area of where I'm taking off. But mostly, it's around 200 naira or 600 naira, or sometimes it goes as high as 1,000 naira. It all depends on the agreement between me and the customer. The truth is, there's nothing to be shy about doing this job. The reason I'm doing this job is to cater for my family, is to cater for my needs. I'm just trying my best not to get into trouble and to make myself happy. Even though people see it as a business, some people cannot even do it. Even if my girlfriend sees me doing this, there's nothing to worry about. I have my diploma certificates and I attended school. It's not that I am an illiterate. Life has changed now, and anybody who decides to be lazy will not progress. Although we buy food for the donkeys, but at least I can cover up. I won't help my families. In most cases, the issue is payments. When I deliver goods, someone will not pay complete and ask to balance later, while others will not even pay eventually. But we are still progressing. Another challenge is when the donkey is sick. That's this, we need to take care of the donkey before we can continue this business. I would like them to consider the situation of the country and find a way to make their lives easier and help their loved ones. All I can say is that this job is helping me now, and the way people are moving into this change is really surprising.
That was Bami Nasrulawan, the man who has started using his donkey to curb the cost of transportation. You are listening to Nigeria Daily. We're going on break.
enlightening.
It's incisive.
It's analytical.
It's entertaining.
It's educating.
It's The Bearing, a podcast from Daily Trust addressing issues that have direct bearing in your life. Join us every week on www.dailytrust.com. Follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/dailytrust, on Twitter at twitter.com/dailytrust, and on YouTube at youtube.com/dailytrust. To listen in, join us on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and TuneIn Radio.
www.dailytrust.com.
That's the home of news you can trust.
And features, analysis, and in-depth reports that are rich.
That's right. In addition, you can get much more.
But how?
Let me introduce you to Trust Plus, where you can get added value.
And where is that?
Visit the Trust Plus portal and subscribe.
You mean subscribe to become a member?
Yes, and that entitles you to exciting opportunities.
Like what?
A chance to connect with Daily Trust journalists to suggest stories you want to read and even contribute in producing the story.
Wow, could you show me how to get a Trust Plus?
It's simple. You can visit the portal on membership.dailytrust.com now.
You are welcome back. This is Nigeria Daily, coming to you from Daily Trust. In this episode, we're looking at how some Nigerians have created alternatives for transportation due to the high cost of transportation. The commercial city of Lagos, where daily movement is highly necessary. What is it like? Have people also resorted to donkeys? Or your legs are making movement? Well, let's join our colleague Abbas Dalibi as he tells us what transportation costs and alternatives are like in Lagos.
My name is Abbas Ibrahim Dalibi, Daily Trust reporter in Lagos and in some part of the southern Nigeria. Right now, I'm in Ikeja, the industrial hub of the city. As you can see, today's morning, a lot of workers, you know, are trekking down from their homes, from their destination, are trekking down to their working places. This may be linked to the current, you know, hike in the price of transportation here in Lagos. You know, before, where one can, you know, just take a bike or marwa that will not cost him more than 50 naira, 100 naira. Today, due to the current situation, you know, the hike in price, also the hike in, you know, transportation fare, many people, you know, now are trekking instead of joining commercial buses or tricycles, because where you can you know, go to that will not cost you more than 50 naira or 100 naira, today you have to pay 300 or 200 naira. So that is why the rate at which people are trekking to their, you know, working place or back to their homes from working place, the high of trekking is increasing on daily basis. As you can see in front of me, here are a lot of workers, those that work in the factory here around Ikeja, are trekking down to their working place. And a lot of them are even complaining. They used to reach their destiny tiredless. You know, why tired? A lot of them has to trek for hours before getting to their place of work, which, you know, may reduce efficiency in work, in their work. Others even complain that, you know, they reach their place of work lately, and in most cases, after they have closed from their work, you know, they used to reach their homes late, very late in the night, because one has to trek or one has to even follow buses and stay in the hold up. You know, the nature of the kind of traffic in Lagos.
My name is Bala Abubakar from Lagos. The present situation with regard to high cost of living is really affecting everybody, especially if you look at transportation now, due to how expensive fuel has become recently. People are buying fuel now more than 600 naira per liter, some 700 naira. Even car owners believe the best thing for them to do is for them just to park their own vehicle at home, enter public transport and go to their own various places of work. And sometimes some people even feel like it's better for them to trek from one place to another. Like for instance, now people who are going to work at Ikeja from Agege now, some people used to trek. Why? Because you are calculating how much you are going to spend going to work and coming back. And if you even look at how much you are collecting as salary, if you calculate it at the end of the month, the whole money you are collecting as salary will just go for transportation alone. What about feeding? What about other responsibilities? What about house rent? So there are so many things now that if you even look at it, it has really affected transportation. Transportation has now become something else that people even feel like, for me to even enter bike of 200 naira or 100 naira bike, it's better I trek to a particular distance than when I reach at least half of my destination and now enter bike. So it will reduce the amount I'm going to spend on transportation. It's not easy, actually. It's not easy.
My name is Shahida Ibrahim Mahmoud. I'm a citizen of Lagos State, and I'm also a teacher. Before, I'm using Okada or Keke Marwa for my transport from home to school. But due to fuel price that has raised up now, so the place that they can take you to with 50 naira, for now you have to pay 200 or 300 for that transport. Even though for someone to trek, we use to trek by foot. And for someone to trek from home to school, it's not even easy, because before you know, time has already reached. Maybe you reach around 9 o'clock or upward, because trekking is not easy. So,
from Lagos, Abbas Ibrahim Dalibi.
That was my colleague there, Abbas Dalibi, and some Lagosians speaking. Finding alternatives to survive is bound to happen. But for how long? God bless Nigeria. And that wraps up the show for today. Thank you so much for listening. My name is Lilian Ogazi. Bye for now.